Welcome to the Smarticle Podcast, where we take a good article and make it gooder.
Maybe that noise just puts you to sleep. We're talking sound therapy. Oh. Maybe this we're going to put you... Actually, maybe, Brandon, maybe this voice right here was going to get you some homework done. You're going to get those TPS reports done. If you listen to Smarticle Sound Therapy, I'll explain after we give you 5 seconds of silence. Brought to you by Smarticle. We're talking sound therapy today, Brandon. Did you get my whole intro there?
I did. That would have kept me, not only would it have kept me awake, but it's also going to give me nightmares for the next.
Maybe that'll be like, there's an app for people to get stuff done. Maybe our app is like for you to get nothing done. It's just like, it gives you nightmares. You want nightmares? Listen to the Smarticle app.
We call it nightmare therapy.
Nightmare therapy.
Nice. I'm in.
Here's the headline. We tried it. Sound therapy via app. This comes Axios and the great Alex Fitzpatrick.
There is no woke-o-meter on this because there's nothing to be biased about. Either you like sound therapy or you don't. It's that simple.
Well, here's what I would say. I grew up, I don't know what kids these days, they have the earbuds
kids.
In. But I, whenever I studied, and it's been a bit, Brandon, always listen to music. Music always helped me to concentrate. So I'd always listen to jazz or some sort of down-tempo music when I was studying.
Well, the brain doesn't work that way. What it did is it basically locked out noises outside of it because you're so ADD. So then,
either however you want to talk about it, Bryn.
Right. But what I'm saying, you're not actually listening to the music when you're studying. It's just blocking noise that would otherwise distract you.
Get technical on it. Okay. All right.
We are a technical show. We do play audio doctors on this show, so we do need to be professional.
Here is your smidge. Can sound therapy actually help you focus, relax, or drift off to sleep? Sound therapy, in which specially designed sounds are used to trigger desired psychological outcomes, is an emerging field. One sound therapy startup, Soak, has an app that offers a range of sound frequencies designed for different goals like anti-anxiety, focus, and mood boost. They're available in different formats, including
boost.
Original, which sounds like sci-fi tones,
sexy
nature,
mood?
Like white noise, and music. Gentle acoustic guitar. The scientific jury is still out on whether sound therapy actually works, Brandon, but there are studies that suggest a link between sound and emotion. Alex, who wrote this article, said, quote, I use Soak's app each morning for about a week, and dang it, if I didn't feel it was way easier to stay on task as my days were spinning up. The focus frequency is the original favor was my favorite, producing what felt like a gentle and surprisingly pleasant tickling sensation in my ears.
Tickling.
Yes, but some of the offerings like wealth and prosperity seem a little too out there for my taste. A Soak app subscription, Brandon, goes for $30 a month or $300 a year. Now,
save $60 if you pay for the whole year, Larry.
It sounds a little hocus pocusy, but I do think there is something to this,
yeah.
Right?
Well, I did do a little bit of background research on this, and apparently it's not some crazy thing that this is something that they're actually studying and that legitimate scientists and doctors believe that there might be some veracity to this. I'm going to put this right now, today, breaking news, on the Smarticle
podcast.
Just into the newsroom. I'm going to put this in the category for myself, and I can only speak for myself, Brandon. With acupuncture, acupressure, any of these things, crystals, any of these things they say, well, they're going to work.
Crystals.
Now, hold on. Let me explain why I said that.
Ugh.
I wanted to believe in acupuncture. I did. I was like, hey, I will do whatever. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. So I tried it for 6 months. I did it three times a week for some crazy amount of time.
For what? To cure what?
It was for my back pain.
ED?
Yes, ED. It did absolutely nothing for me. Nothing. Zero. Zilch. Not a thing. It wasn't like I was ready to believe, brother. But my point about this is I will absolutely try sound therapy. It sounds pretty cool. If it helps me stay on task and it's good, I'm in, dude. I am in.
Can I know your level of skepticalness? Can we go over it real quick?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so you've just found an acupuncture. You think that's
it didn't work for me. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, what about chiropractors?
Yeah, the right chiropractor can be fantastic.
But
I think a lot of chiropractors are witch doctors. They tell you things like, oh, it'll cure cancer. No, it won't. I believe in a combination of chiropractic and physical therapy. That's what I believe. The best chiropractors are also physical therapists.
You know what I recently found out? Podiatrists are not real doctors.
No, they're not.
I didn't know that.
They can't even really do surgeries. They're kind of, yeah, it's like a little bit of a shankstery deal there.
Okay, let's continue on down this ladder of where things rank medically.
By the way, I've been to a podiatrist. I went for something and they didn't cure it. So I'm like, okay, all right, there you go.
Okay, so we have acupuncture. We have the needles.
Uh-huh.
Wait a minute.
Acupuncture is the needles.
As once again, we rank the witch doctoriness of all these different the witch doctoriness of all these different types of things. Where do you land on crystals? Is crystals above acupuncture and like below podiatry?
Oh, totally ridiculous. Look, I don't know much about crystals. I know some people believe in it. I grew up on a hippie farm. People were all into that stuff 40 years ago.
Hold on.
I'm telling you, if it worked, it would work. It doesn't work. It's silly.
Wait a minute. You just cannot put crystals in the same category as acupuncture. You can't.
No, of course not. Acupuncture worked for some people, I guess.
Crystals work for some people.
Okay, then I'm putting them in the same category. They don't work for me.
That's insane.
Not insane.
I feel like we went off the reservation here a little bit. Have you ever seen a witch doctor?
No. A shaman?
A fete to say you.
I would.
You ever go to see a shaman?
I'd go to a shaman.
Okay, by the way, I do know someone who, like, I've had some voice issues over the course of my life, literally said, will you come with me to the 505, which is Redding, California? That is where the foremost healing Christian ministry takes place in the world. It's called the House of Prayer. They do prayer twins.
Oh, yeah.
This person said with, like, someone I really love and trust was like, here we go. We're going up to they're going to lay some hands on you and cure your problems.
Did it work?
I didn't go.
Why not?
Because I think that's a bunch of crap.
Okay. Here's what I'm going
to... But I have been to an acupuncturist, but I haven't used a crystal.
Here's what I'm going to say.
Okay.
When a doctor says, I'm going to remove...
Give you a crystal.
I'm going to remove a wart...
I'm going to stick this crystal
from your arm.
Bottle.
Okay? I'm going to remove a wart from your arm. But he says, what we're going to do is we're going to use breath therapy. I'm going to gently breathe on the... And if... You know what? I'm like, cool, doc. I'm in. If it works. If it doesn't work, then it doesn't work. Or I'm going to freeze it off and it'll fall off. And it worked. I believe in that. That's all my point is. If it works, I'm down with it.
Okay. Hold on. You know this because you're a historian.
Mm.
Eastern medicine, Chinese,
yes,
has been around way longer than Western
medicine. I
just
said to you, there is absolutely no question. And in some cases, I'm sure that acupuncture works. Absolutely.
Did you not believe enough?
No.
You didn't believe enough in the acupuncture.
Anything you have to believe in for it to work is
acupuncture.
Witch doctory. No, it's not. If you go in and they say, hey,
you know what I'm in? Because you didn't believe enough. I'm going back to acupuncture. Okay. I now know it was a brand of problem, not a real problem.
I think that if you've got to believe in it to make it happen, then it doesn't work. Here's the thing I'm going to say about this. Back to our sound therapy. Have you once again derailed this conversation?
Jeez.
I will definitely try this out because I would love for this to be true. I want it to be true. So I'm only simply saying that I want these things to work. I want aromatherapy to work. But guess what? It doesn't. Do I think that aromas can be super calming? Absolutely. I burn incense every day in my office. I love it.
Can I tell you a scenario I really want to have happen?
Sure.
I want it to be a really difficult day in the Doble house.
Sure.
Your daughter's mood tantrums, your wife
going crazy,
having some issues, going crazy. And you're like, hey, you two, I need to go listen to some mood boost music for 5 minutes. Just give me five. I'm going to come back. I'm going to get a little mood boost. Just pause it.
They would be totally cool with it if it changed my mood.
And then you just come back and you're like, you know what? I could deal with you two rascals now because I just have my mood boost.
I got to say, I think more commonly that would be in your house. There's a lot moods in your house than in my house. A lot of moods.
There's some
high strung folks in your house. So would you try? Nope. You're not going to deflect today, Lawrence. What I'm saying is, would you try this app out in all seriousness to deal with stuff like that? You're a guy that's distracted easily.
You have dabbled in the dark arts of witchcraftery. We found out today. Okay. So on me, I will say, I feel like we could have probably agree on this. If I'm having a bad day.
Yeah.
What I truly need is about 10 minutes of music. if I'm driving somewhere and put on a song that I like, it dramatically, dramatically changes my perspective, life, all of that.
Well,
so I believe
it. Okay, so here's what I'm going to say about that right there. There's no question that sound affects the brain. There's no question. So that's what I'm saying. I believe this could be real. I'm simply saying that I think there's not enough evidence to say one way or the other. I'm not going to come out there and say, yes, absolutely works.
Okay, I feel like we took a little bite out of the apple of that was right in front of your eyeballs. Because, like, yes, my kids drive me crazy. Yes, my wife is right up my hole.
Sure.
Put on a nice song and I'm able to deal with it 5 minutes. But do I believe that I could put on some music and I can get rid of my anxiety?
Yeah.
That it's going to help me focus?
Sure.
Now, that's where I go, I don't know. I feel like now we're dabbling in the dark.
Well, okay. But I think it's probably along the same, you know, lane as go out in nature and sit and just be calm and breathe. I mean,
But what this I'm is saying, like, you put on the thing, you can focus.
I'm simply saying that there, whatever works for you in terms of altering the way your brain's working at that time, it's not a bad thing. All I'm saying is, I don't know about this, but I would be absolutely happy to try it. If I could try this every day for, what did the guy say? How long did he have it on for? Or she have it
a
on
week?
For? No. How long do you have to wear it at a time?
Oh, I don't need, I didn't get that part.
Well, the article is like two paragraphs long.
He said that he did it for a week.
I think it's a she, but anyway.
Alex did it for a week.
Yeah, it's a guy.
I mean.
You're right.
Did it for a week, and he said, doggone it, if I didn't feel more focused every day, I got stuff more done.
Right, but that's what I'm curious is, like, how long are you doing this for? Like, that to me is like, do you have to sit there for 5 hours in your sound booth to be able to, like, and maybe that's just, okay, look, science works like this. You run all these different experiments, and you put things in, and you remove things, and you see what's happening there. So, if they could scientifically prove that, hey, you put this on for 5 minutes a day, we hook this person up to a brain machine, and we see their brain changes function, then I'm in, dude. I don't see any problem with this. My point is, I don't see any problem with this. Am I going to pay $300 a year if it did this for me? Absolutely. That would be a small price to pay for being able to be more focused and more energized.
I really wish we were neighbors. And so one day I just come walking over, and then I knock on your door and you wouldn't be there. And then I would peek in your window, and you're sleeping on a bed of crystals with needles all over. And there's a witch doctor feathering you and blowing, like, I would be like, Brandon is getting, he's really going for it today. He's got the trifecta.
You know, the weirdest thing is you're the one that's more likely to do that. You literally texted me today that I prayed for your family today in the nude. Like, bro, you do way weirder thing. Do you or do you not walk around San Francisco with a weighted vest on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's very practical.
Okay, bro. I'm saying you've tried very way practical. More weird.
It's not a weight vest full of crystals.
You have tried.
Although that's a good idea.
You've done way more weird shit than I have ever.
Maybe
did,
you should put some crystals in there.
That'll do it.
And then walk
around with your ear pods in, with the sound thing, with the crystals, with the shaman behind you waving the back of your neck. Dude, I'm telling you, that might actually cure you.
Yes, you know what that is? That's like a Tuesday in San Francisco.
That's right,
that's
man.
Like, yeah, that, that's this guy's living large. This guy's yelling. That's
absolutely.
It.
All right, Larry, thank you for, I think you taught me something today, although I'm not exactly sure.